Today's blood, I think, is Chavtes,
if I'm not mistaken. Mm. Could that be maybe it's Lamedes? I just looked tonight. I'm kind of confused. I saw it tonight, that blood. I forget what it is. All right, in any event. We are on a loch down. Tummy Korev. Tummy is sacrificed by Tisha, by Sora, by Chadasora. Sometimes it's 9, sometimes 11, sometimes it's B'shnema, sometimes it's 12 people. L'pachas L'yoser, no more, no less. Ketzad, Atzav Tisha, it itself was 9, and it brings down here in the Rashi, 5 sacrifice the Evorim, and 1 does the intestines, and 1 does the pancakes, and 1 does the mincha, and 1 does the wine. That's 9 altogether. What? Oh, right here. Career. Should think after the 2 years I'd figure it out. But, and I'm just very tired. Right? And Ketzer Atzot Tisha V'chag, on Sukkot they would add on Biyad Echon Sorech Shemayim. One guy would holding a pitcher of water. Hare Asor, that's 10, Ben Arbaim, and Tomich Ben Arbaim, Ben Chorosor, there would be 11, Atzom, Batisho, and itself would be 9, Ushnaim, Beyonim, 2 people would hold their hands, Shnegs, here 8, in the 2 blocks of wood, Beshabbos, Ben Chorosor, and Shabbos, it was done with 11 people, Atzom, Batisho, and itself with 9, Ushnaim, Beyonim, Shnei, Bezich, Levona, 2 people would have in their hands the 2 containers of frankincense from the inner Shulchan, Shalech Maponim, Shabbos Shabbatochag and Shabbos of Sukkot, Yad Echot Sloch Shemaim. One of them would also hold the pitcher of water. Ayo Kori Bechodesor. A ram was sacrificed with 11 people. Now the reason why it was 11 is because Abaser Bechamisha, you had the meat which took 5 Kohanim, and then you had a Kirbaim, the intestines as the 6, Tasoles, and then you have the
One second.
The buster's 5. The kibayin, the solus and yain, shnaim. Right, it has a lot of intestines, and it had a lot of solus, a lot of flour, 2 esronim, and it had a lot of wine, 2 revias. So therefore there was 2, 2, 2. So that's 11 altogether. Parakori b'simar, but the pyre would sacrifice the 24 people. Harosh. That Baraglaim and the legs, Arosh Be'echod, the head would be 1, Baregel, and the legs, Shnibishnaim, would be 2, one in each, one coin per. Ha'okets, the tail zone, Va'okets, and Baraglaim, and the back legs, Okets, Bishnaim, the Okets would require 2 people, Baraglaim, Bishnaim, and the legs 2. Ha'chosev Agera, the chest and the neck. Achozeb Echor Vagera Vishlosha. It would take 3 different people. Shtei Odos, you'd have the 2 forelegs, so I guess 2 hind legs you're talking about before, each required 2 to carry. The previous you're talking about each hind leg required 2 to carry. And here we say about the forelegs, Shayos Bishtaim, each foreleg required only 1 to carry. Ushtayt Fonos, the 2 rib cages, Bishnaim, 2 each, Hakibayim, then you had the intestines, Vasoles, and the flour, which was 3 measures, Vayayin, also 3 measures, so all these, Bishlosh, all these are 3x3. Ba'medvar, Morim, when is this true for Korbanos Tibur? By public Korbanos. That you split it up this way. Avlim, Avav, Korbanos Yochid, when the Korbanos, which were sacrificed by individuals, Imrotel, Akri, Makri, and if the Kohen wants to solo on it, he solos on it. The way in which you used to strip skin and dissect each of these carbonates were the same. Period. Says the Gemara, Baruch Hu, it says they should put the carbon on the Mizbech. Yochomeyah has no limit up, it could be 100. Yochomasai, it could be 200 quarti, put the carbon on his back. Rabbi Akiva said, Kosh Shmu Murubaiti, you can this you can hear in a way which is a lot, shmua muat, and you can hear in a way which is a little, tafasta mulube lo tafasta. If you choose the larger measure, you didn't choose properly. Tafasta samimuat, even choose the lower measure, tafasta. So what's the minimum of orchu? 2, right? We'll learn the same thing in several different ways. When you have two measures, one of which has a limit, one of which is limitless, it should be everybody measures, not everybody can see it. I call modedim. Everybody measures with the finite measure, vein modedim, then that they do not measure, but mido shenakol with the infinite measure. So it's the same way of saying tafasta muva lo tafasta tafasta mua tafasta. You always go by the minimum defined level. Amram Yechemia. Yechemia said another reason to say orchu means two. What's the pasuk going to do? Liftoach to open, which means to explain. Only in all to lock, which means to obfuscate. Lo pol in all el liftoach. It doesn't come to lock; it comes to open. Similarly, and therefore we have a parallel. Im oimel yomim. If you're going to say that the days which a person has to see in order to become a zov are 2 days. Which says Yomim. It says Yomim Rabim. Yomim Rabim, of course, is going to dissect to mean three. How are we going to do that? So let's take the word Yomim first, right? So Yomim, you could say Asola. Maybe you say it's 10 days, right? So Hayden Elamea, maybe it's 100. Elamasayim, maybe it's 200. El Elif, maybe it's 1,000. El Aribo, maybe it's 10,000. Ukshatoim Yomim Shnayim. You say two, so two means, the days means two, the minimum, patachto. You open, you explain, as opposed to obfuscating and closing. Ramona, Marbishem, Rabbi Yehuda, Yomim Shnaim, it says days two. Yochel Yomim Harbe, does it mean more than two? If it was many days, Halok Farnema Rabbi. It says already, it says Yomim Rabbi. So if it's many days, it should have just said Yishok Yazuv Zov Dama Rabbi. Why did it say Yomim Rabbi? Halodi Ber Elab Yomim Wati. So it must be, it's a small amount of days. The Kamahein, how many are they? Every Yomim Shnayim. Must be two, because that's the minimum which Yomim can mean. And Rabbi makes it Sholosh, makes it three. And that's why to become a Zava takes 3 days. Very good. 3 days. You're not a math teacher for nothing.
Make it three.
More than two.
Two's company, three's a crowd. Three's many. Okay? Yomim is two. Rabim adds one more. He's right. Yomim is two. Yom Rabim adds one more.
No, the question is, why is Rabim only one more than two?
You guys going to ask that? Yochel Rabbi Masora, maybe Rabbi means 10. No. Omar Yomim for Omar Rabbi. It says days, and then it says many. Ma Yomim Biut Yomim Shnayim, just like days, the minimum of days is 2. Af Rabbim, so to Rabbi, the minimum of Miut Rabbim Shloisha. The minimum of Rabbim is 3. So Yochel Shnayim Shloisha. So the obvious question is, so let's say, 2 plus, let's say 5, right? Yochol Shnayim Shlosh Ari Chamisho. Says more, no. If were that case, Chinema Yomim V'Rabim. Then it would say Yomim V'Rabim. Days plus many. V'alo Nehmar Elo Yomim Rabim, but it only says many days. Okay, Tzara, we learned it. Rabim Alolu Yumerubim Al Shnayim. The Rabim should be somewhat more than the two. Bikamahein, how much? And the Yomer Shlosha makes 3. Now all this was to come back to the following line. This is all a tangent. Let's go back to the V'orchu. So it says V'orchu b'nei Aaron. So the children of Aaron should put the limbs on his back. Yochameh, maybe it's 100 pair, 100 b'nei Aaron. Tam loy ma'avorach hakein oisom. The Kohen should do it. Kohen means obviously one Kohen, so it means a small amount. So that's case. Let's say one Kohen does all the Evarim. On that perspective, that percentage, it says Varchu. Okay, so it's hard to reconcile the fact that it says one and the fact that it says two. Kohen Echor Orech Shnei Evarim. Each Kohen by a keves, by a ram, does two limbs. Right? By a lamb, you divide it up. Each Kohen does two limbs. That's why you have five Kohanim doing it, because one does the Rosh and the Regel, and the other does the Shnei Adayim. I forget exactly how the breakup is, but one coin can do two. So, okay, it's coin echor or shnei evarim. But kama ein evarim, how many limbs are there? Asara, there are 10 limbs. The echor b'kibayim, one guy does also the intestines. So that's 10 divided by 2 is 5, plus one more, that's the intestines. Nim tzatle, oile b'shisha. So altogether, the sheep, they take 6 coin. Okay? So we reconcile the Varchu with the Bnei Aaron, that one Kohen takes two limbs, Aaron one, Orchu two, and that's how we get altogether 6. Okay? Rabbi Divrei Shmuel. Akiva Omer, no, I have another way of darshing. Varchu, shnai. Bnei Aaron, shnai. Vakwanim, shnai. So 2, 2, 2. Orchu's two, Bnei Aaron's two, Kwanim's two. Well, to get the 6, the sheep is acquired to 6. Hakohanim, it says Hakohanim, this is out of left field. Hakohanim, Rabos, Hakerchim. Even bald Kohanim could serve the base of the
This is a classic
one. Yeah. It's totally out of left field. Okay?
Where did they learn that from?
I don't know.
You gotta have to be short.
I don't make up the point. I just say it over.
On Kohanim, the question is, why would you think not?
Yeah, right. Maybe because I don't know. Okay. Vakran Rabbis Karech and Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, it says more. Wait a minute, I got a problem with all this. Well, over Ben Bokra, Kosim Daber. It says, Baruchu Bnei Aaron, Akonim, I think it says it's a poor there. But name it's talking about a cow. It's not talking about a sheep. Matam Lomer Posek Shoshav, but Shacham, Kosim Daber. How'd you pull off having this Posek talk about Tom Shoshach? It's not do with Tom Shoshach. So there's more Shim Bar Bon, Rabbi Yochim, Shem Rabbi Yan. I said, I'll tell you what. Nema kanaricho. It says here aricho of nema lahalak, and it says by the korban to amid of the sheep. Baruch Hakohen Osom. The Kohen should place them. Maricho shnema lahalak, just like the aricho stated later on. V'tamid shol shachar kosem medaber tzoy about the tamid shol shachar. Av aricho shnema kanto to hear. V'tamid shol shachar kosem medaber tzoy about the tamid shol shachar. Okay. Now. You see the next 5 words, Ula Brei Bishmo Hashem Rebbe Lozer. You see 4 3 lines below that, Tani Kain. So the Shari Torah Teretz Yisrael switches those. I don't think it's necessary. But it does flow smoother if you switch them. But I'm going to try to do without switching them. Ula Brei Bishmo Hashem Rebbe Lozer said, Ein Atzarech, I don't need the Gzer Shavah. Why? Because the Mimash Mishanemar V'Orchu, since it says V'Orchu Ein Ani Yodim Shem Shnayim, don't I know already it's 2 people? Yet nevertheless V'Dorash V'Orchu Shnayim Yudarshin 2 Orchu Shnayim or Orchu is 2 Bnei Aaron Shnayim Akwanim Shnayim V'Tani Kain, and this is why it's easy to take out because it sounds like it's an interruption, but it's really a continuation. It says Orchu Bnei Aaron Akohanim. They should put it on the Eitzim Asher Lo Eish. Hey, wait a minute. What goes first on the Eitzim? What goes first on the wood, on the fire? The Elster Kolben. The Tommy. So even though it's about the Parson, it says, Baruch Hu Abnei Aharon HaKohanim, Es Ha'etzim Asher, Alo Ha'etzim Asher, Alo Ha'etzim, whatever the Lashon is. So that indicates that it's talking about the Korban Tommy. Even though the Parshat Shalom Post is talking about a cow, but nevertheless, we doubt it to be talking about the Tommy, because it says that it's the first thing you put on the Ha'etzim on the Esh. Okay? Yechoyim now says the Gemara, period. Actually, the Gemara doesn't say period, but there should be a period after. Yechoyim now says the Gemara, you know what? You don't need the whole Gzeir Shalom. You don't need the Gzeir Shalom. You don't need anything. Rather, Yechoyim named Shlosh Aloso. Really, three people could actually have brought. Okay. So, says the Gemara, the truth is, Yechoyim and Shlosh Alo, so really three people could bring the Korban Tomei. So, Vlam Ayel Korb Yudav, so why 11? So, it's nothing to do with Psuki and Baruch, Ubni Aaron, Eitzim, Aleish, all that good kind of stuff. They drew it out. Okay, they're so pumpy, then I make it public to make a spectacle out of it. Rabban in the case of Army, same thing, Bibnei Ma'par Korei B'Yuchav Dal, you didn't actually need the 24 people to sacrifice the pork. That's so pumpy the tov in order to make a public spectacle. Our shame, Beis Elokim Nach Barogish, you know, to make exciting things in the Beis Elokim. So says the Gemara, Vatorash, Vorchu Bnei, Vatorash, so rather, so what he does in this pasuk there? So you don't need the pasuk for the Korban Tomei, because the six is really not the rites anymore. It's just a rabbinic takona to make stuff public. So what do you do with the pasuk of Baruch Bnei Aaron? It's Baruch Bnei Aaron Kohanim. Baruch Shnayim, Bnei Aaron Shnayim, Kohanim Shnayim. We call the parashu Yochid Shei Korban Shisha. Tells us that there's a mitzvah. Even a par proper an individual should have six Kohanim. Why? Because that's a minimum in order for their acheretz.
That's the raisim.
That's the raisim. The Bavli never brings this down. I don't think the halacha brings this down. But he wants to say it's the raisim of the korban of Yochid. A cow should at least have six people sacrificing it. And the drosh is not for Tomid, it's where it's written, about what it's written, it's about the cow. Okay? Amle Mamur, the guy in charge says them Tsuru, who go out and see Imigiyah's man Ashkit of the time Shkita came. Imigiyah of the time Shkita came, a Roya, a person who sees it, Oimer Borki. Matzim Shmuel Oimer, Herpne called Mizuch Shabachevron, and Matzim Shmuel would ask him, is it illuminated the Chevron? And he would say yes. Mal Bur Ki Barekis, it's a precious stone, I think it's a sapphire. Mentioned the Torah in Parshat Tetzave. Tamar and Bova, they explain, Baruch Broka is like Anar Nara. Barak is a lightning bolt. So it means the skies are illuminated, right? There's illumination in the sky. Says Mar Veid Echon, we have this back in Rosh Hashanah in the Sugya. Veid Echon, Naman, does 1-8 believe about this? Shani Yoch, no, it's different. It should be Sha'at, not She'enat. I mean, same type was in Rosh Hashanah. Sha'at Yoch Olamet Olav, because you can go out and check it. In other words, this may be an Eid Echod's Nemon, where you can check it out equally brewery, where you can check it out to see if he's telling the truth or not, right? So, V'chash Lomar, maybe we should be afraid, Adu Olav Benofik, by the time we go out to check on him, he Minara. It's going to be light, but it wasn't light when he tells us it was light. Maybe he's lying. How do you know he can check it out? Time to get out there to check. It's already late. Says Mar Chakim Ohi Milso. No, people can tell. In other words, the degree of light now, let's say 5 minutes later, from that we can tell whether it was light when the sky told us light 5 minutes ago. Okay? Says the Gemara, similar things where we believe people. Amar Eid Echon No Lishbon Ibu Shabbos. One witness says that so-and-so was born on Shabbos. We give him bris milah on the basis of that person say so. Chashech Motzoi Shabbos, and we say that the guy was born Motzoi Shabbos after dark. It's not a question of milah, but a question of whether he's considered to have completed a full term. We're talking about a question of whether the baby's premature full term. So if he says that he was born Chashech Motzoi Shabbos, which will make it full term, metatlin those so alpiv, you can carry the baby based on his say so. You don't assume that it is too young. Therefore, will not survive, and the loch is for a child which will not survive in Amachal Shabbos, for a newborn which won't survive.
Rabbi Yimei, Metaltel,
Pumalviso. Yaim used to carry the kids based on the say-so of the women who accompanied the birth, meaning the widows. The Mashbiach here says Malviso is the Mohel. Whatever. It's either or. Basically, bottom line is that a specific person tells you normally would not be an Eid Echad is believed. The Rabbi Masaniya Metalto Pim Iverisa de Zara used to carry a child even on Shabbos, assuming that it was fully, when he saw it's fully formed, literally that the limbs shone or radiated or radiant, because that demonstrated to him that the kid was old enough that you can be Mechal Shabbos for him. Or it's not just Mechal Shabbos, even carrying, because he's Mukta. What? Oh, yes, you do. A kid, you forgot. A kid who's born after 8 months pregnancy is Mukta on Shabbos.
Oh, okay.
So in order to be able to carry him, you have to realize somehow that he's fully termed. So either because people tell you, the midwives or the moel, or you can tell by it's a doctor by looking at the limbs. Okay? Rabbi Yami used to carry based on women, the Amrin, who said, Shimshah Kavas al Susiso, who say the son was over Susita, which obviously indicated some degree in time. Period. Why do we mention Chevron? What does it have to do with Chevron? Who cares about Chevron? Omer Hain, and he says, yes, that. What? Boras? What?
We just said some people
who care about Chevron. Okay, Boras gives Chusavos. We come to mention Chusavos that the forefathers have merit, and that will help us on Yom Kippur, even on a weekday, if it's a weekday when they're having this discussion. Okay. Why did they need to have this double check? Because once the moon came up, they thought that it was the eastern sky being illuminated. And then they had to burn it. Period. After they found out whether it was the proper time, they took the coin down to the base of Tfila. This is the general principle of the Beis HaMikdash. Kol HaMesech HaSragov, anybody who defecated, tones tefillah, requires tefillah. V'chol HaMeitu Mayim, anybody who urinates, tones kirshadar v'raglayim. Do you notice, by the way, we're almost mamish what we did in the Bavli a few days ago? It's really, really catching up. It's true that it's not directly related to our Mishnah, but we had this all in Brachos a long time ago. We'll discuss it now, relative to Mani. Mor Levana, the light of a moon, Metamer Vola, goes up straight like a palm tree. Mor Achama, the light of the sun, Posea Pneko Amizor, it diffuses over the entire eastern sky. So it's really a question. So why do we have to check out? People are not going to be confused. People can tell the difference between the moon coming up and the sun coming up. That's true at the end of the month. Have a beresha, but at the beginning of the month, such as Yom Kippur, right, when they're asking this question, so then it's not so, you're not so able to tell the difference so readily. So I don't know again how the moon's rays scatter at the various different parts of the month, but they're not so sure about it, and that's why the moon, they checked out. But certain parts of the month where it's not so easy to discern. I think the Bavli said, or I call correctly, that it's a cloudy day. Then the moonbeams scatter. But the Yerushalmi say it depends on the time of months how the moonbeams scatter. Since we never look at these things, so we have no idea.
Except at the beginning of the month, the moon is on the west, not on the east, so how would they confuse?
I think that they actually asked that, but Yom Kippur is not the beginning of the month, the actual beginning of the month. It's 10 days into the month. So I guess it's sufficient to help make a mistake. Anyway, I don't know enough about astronomy to answer your question. Since you go to Moshe Rabbi every year, so you should know. Because there you can actually see the sun and the moon, right?
Yeah.
So next time you go there, take a look. Get up at dawn and see what's going on with the moon. Okay? Say that for now. Baruch HaNira said, May I yell us a shachar. Now, nobody knows exactly where Yelus HaShachar is. Leo Levy writes that he doesn't know exactly what it could be, and it's probably some agadic thing that doesn't really exist. But Yelus HaShachar is the morning star, translated generally, but it's not really a star, and the Gemara is going to say that later on. But it takes place the same amount of time that Yerushalmi is about to say, that it takes from Amud HaShachar to Anetz HaChama. Before Amud HaShachar, you have the Yelus HaShachar, depending on what the span of time is. Okay? So, Arechin in my Yelus HaShachar, Shira Mizrach, Odom Ha'ich Arbat's meal, the Shira's four meal. Mashiach Mizrach from dawn, which is Yelus HaShachar, Shira Anetz HaChama, until sunrise, Odom Ha'ich Arbat's meal is another four meal, which is, depending on how you measure meal, 72 minutes, 90 minutes, 96 minutes. Uminayach Yelus HaShachar, Shira Mizrach, Odom Ha'ich Arbat's meal, now we know the Shira's true. Shemot says, "Ukmo Hashachar Allah." The word of "Ukmo" be superfluous. We're going to dash that word. It says, "The Shachar Allah." It says, "The dawn came up." Ayitza Malachim Belot. Malachim pressured Lot to leave the city. Leimor to tell him means to leave, right? Tell him to leave. And then he went to Zohar. Means stumble Zohar or Zohar Abbas Milan, and it says, Hashem is Yatzar, it's Lot Bot Zohar, so it means that at sunrise, Lot came to Zohar. So he left from Stone to Zohar at Halos HaShachar and got to Zohar at Netz HaChama, and we know that that Derech is fourth meal, right? I mean, Stone is Lazar, Arba Milin, Yasser Abba. Stone is Lazar, Arba Milin. Says more Yosir Avon. No, it's not true. It's five mil. I mean, Korma says five. I know he has five, but it's more. It's more than four. So I can say it's four. Says more. That's Rabbi Zira. So the answer is the four is on the side. As the crow flies, it's four. If you go up and down and up and down, it's five. But crow flies, it's four. And Rabbi Zira Malach and Makalif name as Derech Malach was like when she performed was like the on in the midbar. It smoothed out the path. So may as a crow flies, which is fourth meal. Uminayim mishiyor ha-mitzachar ha-netzach ha-mod ha-malach ha-milim. How do we know that just like mishiyor from Amud HaShachar until Netzach ha-mod, it's four meal, and then before from Ayelus HaShachar until Alos HaShachar is also four meal. Kimo ukimo. Again, we're dashing the extra word ukimo. Actually, the extra letter ukimo. And the ukimo, the vav. That's telling us, Bilotam Yilchaveretu. Just like this thing, there's another thing which is similar, which is Kemo, this thing. And what's the thing which is Kemo, this thing, from a Yelus HaShachar to a Los HaShachar? I'm Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Bud. What I Lisa the Shachra, so the Yelus HaShachar Manamar Kochvosahi, he who says it's a star, toy, mistaken. Because Zimni Di Maktimim, Zimni Di Maktimim, sometimes it comes a little bit earlier, sometimes it comes a little bit later. And stars always come to set time because they star paths, those set paths.
Yeah, but not the morning star, because that's really a planet. And it's more evident when the stars already begin to fade.
I don't know if that, but I think a planet is like a star, and then it has a set cycle too.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah, so they would know the size. So.
But it's more prevalent in the morning and evening mm-hmm. when the stars are not out in the sky yet.
Mm-hmm.
Any time of year. The time of year depends on what planet you have.
Right.
I'm saying that...
Maybe right. That's why that they... So they must have known according to this that it was a planet. Well, it wasn't a star, but it was a planet. That's what they would have. That's how we'd have to learn more of the according to this. So, Mike, what does it look like? Kamin Tre Dakrani the Or, the Nahor, it's two horns or rays of light, right? Then Sauki Medinach, which come from the east, Umanarin, and illuminate. So that's a Yelus HaShachar. Dilma is the story. They're walking Bahad, Bikas Arbel, within Bikas Arbel, Kritzdo, early in the morning or late at night, same idea. Roy Yelus HaShachar, they saw the Yelus HaShachar. Shebaka aura that its light started spreading. He said to him, Rebbe, which is an honorific title. Kachiku two laws of Shaitra, this is how the Jews are redeemed. Bitchila kima kima. First, it's bit by bit. Koshi olechas, and the more it goes, ki olechas, umeir, comes more and more light. My time, what pasuk teaches us this? In Yonah Diyoima. Shabbos Avarchinat. Ki yeshe b'choshech Hashem or li. When I sin darkness, Hashem becomes light to me. How does that mean?
Hashem, what?
Just like the light comes in the darkness slowly. You don't have the sun all of a sudden enter and say, hi guys, here, I'm here. So to the Gula proceeds slowly. This is a big Zionistic Gemara, as you know. It's one of the big Gemaras for the Zionists.
Is
it obvious?
Well, I know the Hadchat of the Gula.
Yeah, the Gula builds gradually as opposed to coming in one fell swoop.
So that's how they learn the Gula process.
Okay? So says the Gemara, and that's how it happened by Purim. They built up gradually. First, Mordechai was just sitting in Shar HaMelech. Then he had to leave. Came back. Then Haman took the stuff. And then Mordechai was sitting in Shar HaMelech. So it's a gradual build up towards the crescendo of the Gula of the Megillah. Tani. Coin ship, okay, back to brass tacks. Tani coin she also dabbing chaver. Coin went out to schmooze. This might come as a shock, but they didn't have phones in the Beis HaMikdash in the old days. So people actually had to leave the Beis HaMikdash to schmooze.
It comes as a shock that they had to leave to schmooze. But they didn't schmooze in the base. Like people schmooze
and schmooze. It's true too. In the third base of Mikdash, they'll find a way to be matir. Cell phones and pagers.
Yeah.
They'll build them into the Avnet. You know, they'll build in these.
The groove here.
Tani kochet zedar chaver im lahafli. If you did it for a long time, Tom Tree has got to go to mikveh again. If Shaif was for a short time, Tonki Shadayim Raglaim only needs Kish Shadayim Raglaim Raglaim. So as Gemara, now here it says...
That's what you do with Shores.
What?
That's what you do with Shores.
Kish Shadayim Raglaim. That'll stop you from leaving, right? Now here it says Usmicha, but that's a major typo. It should be Umesicha. Umesicha, well, I understand. When one goes to Devgate, Lo Shor Kalahi, isn't it a short time? So somebody comes a shock, but they obviously did not read in the bathroom in the old days. So, Masicha Lo Shal Kali is in a short time, right? So it says, Shanihi Masicha, same idea. She also so carefully, they made it as if it's a long time, even if it takes a short time to dedicate. Tani, Yoshan Ton Tvila, for coin fell asleep, he requires Tvila. He's not, and if he just goes off, all he needs is Ton Kyushu, a dying red line. So it says, Umara, Yoshan Ton Tvila, says you beside the Christ feel you can't fall asleep. You can doze, but you can't fall asleep standing up. So coin fell asleep, how do you fall asleep? You have to have sat down at the very least, right? How can you sit down? But didn't we learn? No king tie, Rabbi Chiel say Shiva Bazar Machib Vat. Only kings in the house of David could sit down in those or. One Rabbi Am Shimishim Logish Aflu Machib is Tovi Lois Yeshiva Bazar. Even they weren't allowed to sit. They had to stand. So it's more at the pot there, so you know how we're going to resolve it? Interesting resolution. Shesamach atzmu l'kaisa l'chirin on the wall. So there's a whole gillion of shots here, because usually...
That's not considered standing.
That's not considered standing, so how come you can do that in the base on Mikdash? So he doesn't really answer, he just says yesh liyashev here at the end of the shots. But the truth is, because the passage is that the fact that you have to stand in the base on Mikdash is only there because of derech kavod. Right? Mm-hmm. And they're covered, so you can be considered to be they're covered even if you're a soymech, right? It's not there's a din, I'm just saying this off the top of my head, but I'm assuming it's not a din you have to stand mamish. It means you can't sit down because that's too familiar. But leaning doesn't have a problem. That's why we have a custom, you know, even those who stand during Shmonesra during leaning, they do lean because the concept is they're covered and they're covered, you're right. All right, that's something like that, I assume, is the answer. Says the Gemara, again, Shesama Chazal Kaisel Yashar Lo. I will see, but according to the Shita, which says that even King of the House of David is not allowed to sit, Voxi doesn't say, The King David came by Yeshu Ibn Hashem, he sat before God. It means he focused himself on David, right? To eat your shape can mean to sit, it can mean also to focus oneself, to settle oneself, as in the word eat your shmut. Okay. Says Mishnah further. A person is not going to the Azor in order to do Avoida. I feel Torah, even if it's Torah, actually eat ball until he goes to the mikvah. And this is with every morning, not just Yom Kippur. Chamesh filos, five dunkings. Vasor kiddushin and 10 kiddushin darj raglaim. Tov a kohen gadol. A kohen gadol goes to mikvah and is makadosh bo hayom. The day of Yom Kippur, Bukulam b'mi Kodesh Beis Aparva, and all of them are the Kodesh on top of Beis Aparva. Kutzuzu except for the first one, which is done in Shara Mai. Says Markini Mas Nisa. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. Loya Adam Nichnas Lazar Vila Avoda. It's not just a person going to Avoda, do the Avoda, meaning a Kohen, but even in Israel, nobody can go into Lazara at all, or to go to Avoda. I feel Torah, even if it's certainly Torah, actual type. Lo soft over la voida doesn't mean just for la voida, elafil shlo la voida. So shlo's ben zoyma, that's ben zoyma, of course, my mokal feels it, why? So he said, umayim b'shoa shu nichnas mi kodesh l'koit, you know, it was interesting, I just want to point out, this is, harks back what the Rav says, although I don't know if the Rav is 100% accurate on this, Rabbi Yosher Ber, but Rabbi Yosher Ber says, as I'm fond of telling you, that there are no such thing as ceremonies in Judaism. Everything in halacha has rationale to it, not just pomp and circumstance, right? It's like a Catholic thing to do things with just for the purpose of the ceremony thereof, a Christian thing. So here too, you see an interesting thing. They could just answer, it's a ceremony. It's good to make a mikvah of a tevila, you know? But they don't say that. It's no such thing. It has to have some halacha basis. At least a quasi halachic basis for it. Okay? I see you're not impressed by that. Alright, try. Says Marsh, so Sholos Ben Zoya, Mam Mokom Tevila Zoom. How we go? What place is there for the tevila? Armand, as he said, Mayim Bisholosh Kavachim. Mayim Bisholosh Nichas Mikosh Kosh. When a coin goes from one avodah to another avodah, and Yom Kippur, we know the Torah tells us, right? Tone Tevila has got to be Toivo, right? Mikol Kosh Lakosh. You're going from outside the base of Mikosh, from your street clothes, from workaday habit. The base on mikvah is not a kosher game that you require tefillah. Says more, no. Lo tuchada ella mikodesh kodesh. No, let's say that it's not that way. Rather, mikodesh kodesh, the word lo should not be here. Should be the next line. Mikodesh kodesh yeton tefillah. Maybe from kodesh kodesh you need tefillah. Mikol kodesh lo yeton tefillah. Not mikol kodesh. And Korban Eid gives a couple reasons for that. He says maybe from kodesh kodesh you need avoda, because since they're both kodesh, so they're more on a higher plateau. So therefore, you have to do tefillah between one and the other. And if that doesn't make any sense, then I suspect that it's a little bit fishy in logic. But then he gives a good logical reason. He says, could be mikodesh to kodesh, you need to do tefillah as a punctuation. Because otherwise, there's no distinction, right? If you're going from one avodah to the other avodah without tefillah, so what's distinguishing between the phases of avodah? So tefillah is like a punctuation. So maybe your Kodesh Kodesh needs some punctuation. When you go from Chol to Kodesh, by definition, you're punctuated, right?
Also, maybe Kodesh Kodesh is the special day of Yom Kippur, so that's the significance of
the requirement. Right, maybe it's a unique thing in the Avodah, within the Avodah Yom Kippur, not being there. It's part of the court, too. So Rabbi Simon said, let me reconstruct the Kavah Chomer. This is the way the Kavah Chomer should read. The Canaan, this is the way to reconstruct. If you're already toiveled once during the day, and you're already one set of garments, let's say the beginning is of 9 people, if you don't toivel again, you don't get chorus. Right? Because you're already holy, right? You're already tahar. Well, you have to toivel again. It's nice, but it's not essential in order to avoid chorus because you didn't get tahmi. So, nevertheless, atone tefillah. You have to do tefillah from kodesh kodesh. Mechol kodesh, you go from chol kodesh. Ainu kushu onus kodesh, right? Because if somebody goes in from the chol to the kodesh without being tamei, he gets kodesh. So then, lo kosh ken yatom tefillah is not kav chomer is karka.
I messed it up.
I messed it up. Sorry, I messed it up badly. Just a minute, let me go back one line. Arm is seen to see me. The chini umayim mikosh kodesh ein onus kodesh means if let's say a dead rodent falls on me in the base of mikdash, and I keep walking around the base of mikdash, not stopping until I go out an hour later and pause it. If I stop for a minute, I'm chayav.
Oh,
okay. Because that's mikosh to kodesh. You're not chayav kares until you leave, right? If I stop, that we're going to see in a minute, I'm chayav. But otherwise, if I keep on moving, I'm potter. So my mikodesh kodesh ain't on the kares. Tone tefillah. No, with claim mikodesh kodesh, you don't require kares. You nevertheless require tefillah when you go from one process to the other. Michol kodesh on the kares, if you come in from the street, tamei, to the base of mikdash, there's no etter of not stopping. You get kares automatically, right? Mikodesh can you go to tefillah, tone tefillah, so you certainly require tefillah going from Michol to kodesh. So it says, where are tefillah mikodesh kodesh on the kares? There's more, no. Even if you're going from kodesh to kodesh, there are cases where you get kodesh. Where, like I just said, if you stop, right? Kodesh Nia, like we learned Talmud, he stach of it. If in the course of your leaving the base, because you're talking about you bow down, or you tarry the amount of time it takes to bow down, you will have kodesh. What's the amount of time it takes to bow down? We see Moshe Rishon Ben Levi said, the amount of time it takes to bow down with your face to the ground, yishtachavu, and bow down. Yichru means to bend down. With your face to the ground and bow down. Rabbi Yavo Mosiv Adhudu Hashem Kito. The amount of time it does that, and to say afterwards, Hodul Hashem Kito. And Mona Mosiv Ad Kilo Olam Chazdo. The amount of time it takes to say after that, Hodul Hashem Kito, Kilo Olam Chazdo. Now, at any event, The unanswered question is, once you've seen that there's a concept of being tummy even with Kodesh to Kodesh, so the Kav HaChomer falls off. Right? I'm sorry. Once you become tummy and Kodesh to Kodesh, so the Kav HaChomer falls off. Because again, we say, maybe Kodesh to Kodesh is not more severe than the Kodesh to Chol. Maybe it's the same level. And maybe Kodesh to Kodesh requires more of its feeling. Because, as we said, as a punctuation or a special din Yom Kippur, we have no raya, no kav chomer, say just because kodesh kodesh requires tefillah, that also from chol kodesh requires tefillah. So says Mar, you're right. Tainer Rav Yehuda, you said, ko'atzel lo itkino tefillah zu, eli ne tefillah srach. The only reason they made this tefillah is because of a tefillah srach, meaning literally that it grab on. If you do this tefillah, maybe remember something else. And remember that he had once saw Kerry, the Chayzer Bolo, and he comes back and he toivels in the mikvah and he toivels. So the reason why we make this mikvah before entering the base of mikvah is only in order to jog his memory to see if he remembers that he had Kerry. Okay, mikvah is not necessary. There's no point in it inherently to rise to the rabbon. It's just a zera lesson that maybe it's helpful to zera to help him out to remember if he has saw Kerry or not. Well, this is as far as I prepare. We did 2.5 block, but let's even get to the Mishnah just by hook or by crook.
So what would the Rav say about the Holy Spirit? What would the...
No, it's not a ceremony. It's a Zerud Rabbanim. It's a Siyog. Siyog and Mishmeres, those are not ceremonies. They have a specific bad reason for them. Okay, Tom and Zina. I don't know if this is going to work. We'll try. Tanzi, we learned over there, Meshamesha Shirasani, the woman who was having relations with her husband, and saw blood, Tzricha Tvila, she requires Tvila.
Is it obvious?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. She wants to dab it. It's not necessarily that she saw, not that she saw Nida, not, it could even be afterwards. Let's say the last night she had relations, and this morning she became a nida. Now it's happening, she wants to daven. So she's tummy anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nonetheless required to do tefillah. Which tefillah? Tefillah Ezra, right. Just like a man has to do tefillah Ezra, she also has to do tefillah Ezra. Because of the carry aspect.
And that's a different kind of tefillah, because that's not a tefillah of tumah. She'll still remain tummy. She's more tummy. She's an ida, right? There's more tummy balkari. But it's in order, it's a proper achana for davening and learning to do that tefillah, okay? Rabbi Yehuda Poitin. Rabbi Yehuda exempts you. Which ones are, so says more, Machok Rabbi Yehuda al tefillah srach. Is Rabbi Yehuda I have no idea what it is. I mean, I obviously don't understand the words, but it's going to take you a while to figure out what it is. And why should I keep you here while I figure out what it is? All right. We're ahead anyway. We're behind.